Blog Talk Radio.
Mafia family, greetings and hotel. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. We'd like to thank you for joining us this evening. We'd like to say Habari Ghani to our old friends, and we'd like to say what's up to our new friends. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our all-new segment of the remix of Reordering the Marriage Vows for the 21st Century. And if you've been following us along, ladies and gentlemen, we have been running a marriage clinic along with a divorce clinic. You can go back and listen to some of our shows on demand. We've been talking about everything from the relationship to courting to sex education. That's right. We've been talking about it. The ladies have been talking about that as a discussion. And we had Master King for three segments of the show to talk to us from a male's perspective. We'd like for you to join us this evening. We are still working with relationships, and we are talking about women who have been victims but refuse to be victimized. We're talking about women who have had a difficult time going through the divorce, and there are some ladies here to talk with you about their work and their aspiration of assisting women who have gone through turmoil, who have gone through a process in life. And I like to call it a process in life because when we say I do and we say this is forever, forever might be just for a short time, not necessarily for a lifetime. That's why we created the Marriage Clinic to work with divorced couples as well as those who are faring well with their marriages. We're not trying to tear down the marriage institution, but we're trying to build it up. And because some people have to make that separation for the benefit of their own sanity, we want to assist those people who have to make that decision. Now, Moses talked about it in the Bible, and he even had it approved in certain circumstances where it was supported. Now, we have to be conscious and realize that sometimes we do have to make an exit out of a relationship, and we want to have the necessary tools to help us, and that's what we're here to do. And our support group here in this room, we are supporting couples, we're counseling, we're also talking about their responsibility in the process of a divorce. Now, these ladies that I have with me this evening, they have formed their own organization, and they will be working with women who need direction, who might be despair, who might be torn, who might be just looking for help. And they formed an organization that will work with women, and they are going to be talking a little bit about their workshop and their seminar that they're going to be performing. They're going to tell you a little bit about their vision and mission statement, and they're here to talk with us, and I hope they're in the room with us right now. We have Mrs. Rhonda Lynn Cox. We have Mrs. Irma Jean. She's here to also talk. They are partnership, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to go and say hello to them. And if you'll just pardon me for 1 second, we're going to say hello to them, and then we'll quickly go to station identification. We have a little house cleaning, and we'll get right back to you, and we'll meet you in the atmosphere. Let me say hello to my guests. Okay. Caller number 219-378. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
Yes, Ms. Rondalyn,
can you tell us your location, where you're from, and recite your name, please?
Yes, this is Rondalyn Cox.
And where are you from, Rondalyn?
Yes, I'm from Gary, Indiana, in the Miller Beach area.
Okay. And what is the name of your organization, Rhonda? Can you tell the listening audience the name of your organization?
Yes, this is called Artopia Institute, and PEP, which is People Empowering People, where we go out and we encourage others.
Very good. And we're going to meet you in the atmosphere, Rhonda. Let me just say hello to your partner, and I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Hold tight.
Sure.
Good evening, caller number 708. Am I speaking to Arma?
Yes, this is Alma Jean.
Hi, Arma. Pronounce your last name for me because I may have been pronouncing it wrong. Is it John or Jean?
It's John. It's okay. I get that all the time.
How do you spell it, Arma? Can you tell me?
It's J-E-A-N, just like a pair of jeans.
Okay, very good. Arma, could you tell the listening audience a little bit about your organization and why you decided to form that organization for women?
Yes, definitely. As I said, my name is Alma Jean. I am located in Lake Station, Indiana. I've been a resident in Lake Station, Indiana, for a little over a year now, exactly. I moved out to Indiana on August 19th of 2012. I am actually a survivor of domestic abuse, and I actually left my situation on August 19, 2012. That's why I remember the exact day, because that was the day of the birth of my new life. That's what I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saved immediately after that. That's when I decided to surrender my life over to God and start my journey, my faith walk. During my faith walk, that's when I realized, acknowledged and embraced my gift that God has given me, which is my gift of art, using my hands to create creative expressions in the form of art. And I started my new business, which is called Caught My Eye. And through that, what my vision and mission is to birth my program, which is called Seeds of Restoration, being that I am was a victim before, I am no longer a victim. I am a survivor. That's what I consider myself. Glory be to God. Praise God. I want to be able to uplift and empower other women who are victims as well, or even survivors, but are still lost. They still feel lost and are weeping internally and externally. So being able to uplift and empower other women and show them that there is hope by, hope by sharing my testimony, you know, and letting them witness to what I've been able to do. Also, providing workshops, you know, to help build confidence, you know, help them to rebuild their confidence, you know, from the outside and inside. So just a whole lot of things. It just entails a whole lot of things. And, you know, God has connected me. I call them divine connections with other powerful women that can also basically help to plant seeds, these seeds that would provide tools and resources for women out there, you know, who need this new growth, regrowth, so that they can grow and reveal the actual them that was lost inside because of what they've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Irma. I'm going to ask that you hold that point You have a lot of good information. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Irma Jean. She is a survivor. She's no longer a victim. She refuses to be victimized. Even though she was a victim, now she will work with other women to help them recuperate. We'll be right back at you here in a moment. Hold tight as we go out of here and take a station identification. We're going to go to Carolina on this one, so we'll meet you back in the atmosphere, ladies. Hold tight.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina. Have that talent. Have that talent. Got that rhythm. Have that talent. Got.
Come on, come on.
All right, now, we played that song because we'll be going out to North Carolina. That's one of our stops, and I wanted to put that out there. Harambe, Harambe. We like to say hello to our sister radio station, Harambe. Hello, Delani Aman, and we just sent out some shout-outs to you, and we like to let you know we'll be coming to North Carolina, so hopefully we can stop by and see that fantastic organic garden you've got going. Now, right about now, ladies and gentlemen, we do give homage to our Most High God. And we stand for directions on this as if we were in a position to receive. I'm going to ask my listening audience as well as my guests that they will participate with me on this. And we always try to acknowledge our higher self, and that is the God that lives within inside of us. And ladies and gentlemen, we spare none when it comes to giving God the glory and the praise. And I'm going to ask these two ladies, after I've done doing my prayer, if they would like to say a word or two. We also acknowledge our ancestors here. We acknowledge those shoulders who we stand on, and we like to call their names out if they're deceased, and we want to remember them because it is their shoulders we stand on and not our own. So I will play Be Still. And as we play that song, just stand erect with your hands faced up as if you're about to receive and prepare for the gathering of Thanksgiving. And just give Thanksgiving ahead of time and thank God for the things that he's already done and the things that he's going to do. So hold tight. Position yourself in a position of response. Speaks to us. Come to him. We ask him to give us the direction. Father God, we come before you today. We ask that you would acknowledge all of those who are present here and every household that's represented. We ask that you would begin to touch, Father, and put us in your plan. Father, we know that man plans, but God is the best of planners. And we ask that you would direct our lives, that we lean not on our own understanding, but we lean on your direction and guidance, Father. Father, we are nothing but filthy rags, and there's no good thing within this heart, Father. Help us not to relate to flesh and material things. Help us to relate to spiritual things, which are indefinite, which are permanent. And we ask that you will begin to touch these ladies, that you begin to magnify them, and the good work that you started in them, you'll be careful to complete that. And, Father, the calling that they have on their lives to minister to other women and to help those surviving women who might have been victims, help them to set the course for their business. And, Father, as we give you the glory, we magnify you, we lift you high, and we ask that you would touch our households and begin to do a special work in each and every one of our homes today. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you and give you all the honor and praise. And we say to God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. And I'm going to ask that either one of them would like to pray. And we also acknowledge our ancestors, and we call on them because they're the ones whose shoulders we stand on. And I like to call on my mother and father today, Yamanye and Obatala, Clara Jenkins and Robert Jenkins. I acknowledge them because without them, I have no vision. I have no direction. And if you like to call on your deceased loved ones, you can call on them in remembrance of them if you have any names you'd like to call.
Yes, I would like to call my mother's name, Velveteen Cox, Velveteen Cox, my father, Lloyd Cox, and a host of grandparents. And we just ask the Lord to just cover all of us, and we just ask the Lord to just rain down all of his wonderful blessings and for his encouragement and to go out to the radio stations and abroad and just to be a help to others as well. Yes.
I say. And Arma, would you like to acknowledge any of your ancestors, your deceased loved ones who have been significant in your life?
Yes, first and foremost, in dedication of my first interview and even just everything I'm doing right now, of course, all glory be to God, but I would like to dedicate this interview to my grandmother, Santa Cruz Harris, who is deceased, but she was a strong woman and definitely instilled that in us, in her daughters and granddaughters, just about being a strong, independent woman. And I'm thankful that she did instill that in us, because I think that's important, you know, that we as mothers, that we try to pass that down and instill that in our daughters so that they know that there's more to them.
Yes.
I said, thank you so much, ladies, for offering up some directions for others. And what we do here in this room, ladies and gentlemen, do it likewise. Acknowledge your loved ones who have transitioned. They are still here yet with you. They are still in the atmosphere as we know them as to be spirits. So we call on them and we acknowledge them. And we thank God. We give God the utmost praise for all that he's done here and that he's going to do. And we'd like to thank each and every one of you ladies for joining us in our time of prayer. And we want to just play the Peace Be Still. It's one of our theme songs that we promote music in this room. I like to play. Whenever you are, well, you're locked in prison.
Be still and know I'm with you. Be still and know that I'm here. Be still and know that I'm with you. Be still and know. When darkness comes, upon you and covers you with fear and shame. Be still and know that I'm with you, and I will say your name. If terror falls upon your bed and sleep remember the words I said. Be still and know.
And
when you go through the valley and the shadow comes down from the hill, if morning
time.
We need to go on standing beside you. Be still and know I am.
In a time of
trouble, and know I'm with you. Be still and know.
am.
Hurting women. This particular segment is being dedicated to those who are getting free today, who are getting free from relationships that they may have been in for the wrong reason. Those who have gotten out of the relationship, this is a new day. We're starting anew. So you're getting free. This is a new day. And these ladies are going to be talking to you about some of the things that they're going to be offering for those women who are starting all over again, for those women who are trying to reestablish themselves. We've talked a lot about marriage, courtship, and we've talked a lot about dating. We talked about sex. Now let's talk about those hurting women who are still in relationships, who still need to break free, who still may need a haven, a laborer in the harvest. These women are coming that they may be a laborer in the harvest to assist those women who might be victims, who refuse to be victimized. If you're hurting, you don't know who to turn to, you're trying to get out of a bad relationship, or you're being battered, there is help for you. And you can turn to the Care to Read Room. And these two ladies will be talking with you today. Mrs. Rondalyn Cox and Mrs. Alma Jean will be talking to you. I'm going to ask that, Mrs. Alma Jean, if you will give us a little bit of information about how you guys started, when did your business come into play, and also, did your lifestyle have a lot to do with setting up this particular business that will assist women?
Yes. First of all, with the business of Caught My Eye, which also includes Mary Kay, because I'm also an independent Mary Kay consultant. And the reason why I even decided to become a Mary Kay consultant is one, because it's another one of my creative expressions when it comes to art, is that I am a makeup artist as well. But I also love the fact that Mary Kay stands with being part of putting an end to domestic violence. And they do a lot for women as well, you know, that are victims in programs that are out there as far as for funding and helping to put an end towards domestic violence. And being that... I am, you know, with the same cause, that meant a lot to me. And basically right now, everything that I ever get involved in, I wanted to be within the same lines of helping women, you know, especially when it has to do with domestic violence. But what caught my eye, I actually just started the business 2 months ago. And right now, I am actually at a location. I am located at Market City, which is in Gary, Indiana. The address is 4121 Cleveland Street. And the beautiful, the even more beautiful thing is that the spot where I am located in Market City is called Beyond Measure Avenue. That was just the dust in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, and I decided to also team up with Rhonda, being that she's an artist as well, because it's important to also show women that you can use art as a form of expression
right.
for your emotions when you're going through all those things, as far as having an outlet, you know,
that's
an outlet that you
mm-hmm.
can use that can, you know, that can give you a form of therapy, emotional therapy and mental therapy, you know, where you can release the things that you're feeling emotionally and use art, you know, to do so.
Yes.
And a lot of artists have found that, you know, with that type of therapy, that some of their greatest masterpieces have been during their worst times of what they're going through, because it's your emotions when you release it, when you release those energies, you know, you can create a lot of beautiful things. So, yeah, going back to the Caught My Eye, also I have my Facebook page for Caught My Eye where everyone can actually go on so that you can see what Caught My Eye is all about and get to know me a lot more personally. And that is facebook.com/CaughtMyEyeCreations. And also, I just want to actually state that the caught my eye, when I say I, it's actually the letter I instead of the E-Y-E. Because when I'm thinking about caught my eye, I want it to be you personally, as an individual. And so that's just the difference, and that's just the whole uniqueness within everything that I do.
Well, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. Now, the partnership, how new is the partnership? I'm very interested in the partnership because women nowadays, they have the concept of the pronoun, or they use the individual I constantly, and I am so glad to see that you saw the necessity of having a partner, because, you know, one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. So, as you know, the scriptures, when you have more against them, with working with a partner, you can do something more. If you fall, they can lift you up and they can support you.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's your question. I want to get up front and personal and comfortable. Two of you. I know Rhonda from a past life when she was married, and when I was married, we had a different direction then, and I met her again. It's almost like she came back in my life after the divorce, and we both were wounded, and we both needed each other, and the support that she gave me was so great that I said, these women, I want to make them my mentor. And you guys know that you're my mentor. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say that I'm working with them as a mentor, and you will be hearing more of them. They will also be presenting at my workshop. There are two women that will be presenting at the Call for the Morning Women's Conference workshop. We'll be doing prayer that week. And these are prayer warriors, I like to say. They're very, very rooted in the Word, and they are also able to get the ear of the King. That's one of the reasons I have opted to work with them. I know, Mrs. Armour, you are very, very spiritual. I feel it. I sense it. And you are very powerful in the spirit and getting a prayer through. And so is Mrs. Rondalyn. She is very mighty and powerful through the pulling out of strongholds. And I need someone to get my back or to have my back and support me. And I like to support them as an advocate. And Rondalyn, I would like for you to tell us a little bit about you as a businesswoman and the things you've done in the past. You've done some great things and very gifted at art. So can you tell us a little bit about how you
put it in
your
relationship
with Mrs. Jean?
Yes, I applaud both of you, Michelle and Alma Jean. I applaud you both. It is so ironic how Alma and I had met about a month ago. We were at a faith and healing class. I didn't actually get to meet her, but I met her through someone else. And someone else, we were praying, follow back on that. We were praying in church. We had come up, and pastor had pretty much decided to just, you know, lay hands on everyone and just pretty much just ask, you know, what were we there for? What was the prayer in need? And the other young lady that we were praying through and was praying with us, she decided to just communicate with me and just say, you know, there's another lady that's looking for a building, kind of like that, you know, it's always through someone else. God always has his eye on someone else to help you in your situation when you don't even see it. And I met her, and, I mean, just things took off. It just took off. And just to piggyback on what they were saying, as far as the art background, we just brought it all together. She was telling me a little bit about her side of the art. She actually just sit and draw her glass work. It's beautiful. You guys can need to come and see it at the Cleveland office. And also with mine, Artopia Institute, I started when I was a little girl. My grandmother, being part Native American, spent hours cultivating me the love of art and different forms of cultural art. So my background, pretty much, it was, I guess what I can say is, as far as it's teaching, where I was teaching it also through K through 12th graders, where they were going through a little bit of art therapy, beading, macrame, floral arranging, and entrepreneurial courses. And people were coming up asking me, you know, well, how did you get through this? I actually went through a bitter divorce as well. I pretty much don't step out and discuss each and everything that actually happened to me because I always let women know we have to be positive and uplift and uphold each other. And that's how I went through mine, to just kind of get through it, just pretty much saying about different things instead of just being negative about everything. We can pretty much reach out and help each other and lift each other up and bring each other in the aspirations of how we're supposed to help each other, bring out the art in you, bring out the beauty in you, the clothing, who you are, the inner of yourself, the aura of yourself. And that's what I did. That's what Alma, myself, that's what we were working on pretty much. And it has really lifted off the ground pretty much.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mrs. Rondolin. Now, with the business and the opportunity to do workshops, I think that explaining yourself and trying to get those women out of the closet who might be afraid to talk about their hurt, sometimes people need to know you're real. I know on this show they need to know that I'm real and not plastic and not just another substance of a radio tube or tube head. So they need to feel me, and that's why I find it necessary to get up front and personal with them and tell them my life, because my life has not been a bed of roses. And as they see that I'm real, then they can open up and talk about the hurt or the shame that they've gone through, and then they can share that. I met a lot of beautiful people on this net because of my ability to share my life, whereas I listen to everyone and I shake my head and people say, well, what's your story? And then I've always been willing to tell my story, so now I don't have to worry about anybody telling on me. I tell them myself. So they don't think I'm stupid. And when you go through a divorce, I talked about this, you know, before, that you're hemorrhaging. And no two people can walk away unharmed. Everyone becomes warped in some sense or another. And it's very vital that the positive things that come out of it, you share it with those women and you talk to them, because there's a clinic here in Gary that offers assistance for divorce. And you have to meet the financial status, of course, in order to be low income. But those women should unite. They really should unite, because they have a support group, whether they know it or not. And when I met some of them, I wasn't eligible, but I had intended to do a support group, and that's what this room became, a support group for married couples and divorced couples, because the lawyers that come in this room, they speak on the financial aspect of a divorce. What happens? Divorce. How do you know how much money you're entitled to? And I was ignorant of the fact. I had no knowledge that I was entitled to anything. And I imagine there's a lot of women out there that are going through the same thing. I like to say to you women, if you don't know what your entitlements are, you need a lawyer. If you don't know what your finances are and how do you tally up everything, and if you feel like, now I got to leave my home, you might want to get a lawyer so you'll find out what your rights are so that you can properly be served and that you can walk away whole. There's a lot of women that are not whole out there because they've lost money and left money on the table that was rightfully theirs that they should have gotten through that divorce. And I want to say to those women that you can be whole again, and all you have to do is just submit yourself under Christ and submit yourself to the will of God and realize that you're not alone and that there are support groups. And we will be, from time to time, talking with you. We invite you to our conference. Mrs. Rondolin Cox and Mrs. Alma Jean will be presenting. They will have a presentation where they'll be talking about all the materials they have. Hopefully we'll have some workshops where we can give you some handouts and some support. So it's not all about us selling things, but we're going to be offering consultation and assistance. So I'd like to say right now, we do have a political party here in the room. I'd like to acknowledge the political party by saying hello and acknowledging him. And we are going to be extending questions and answers. Let me say hello to this representative. Hello, caller number 562. Is this a comment? Hello, is this Muhammad?
Yes, this is Kareem Muhammad.
How are you this evening?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear
you. Hello.
Ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
This is Kareem Muhammad.
Kareem Muhammad from Long Beach, California. He is also running for office there as mayor. And he is one of the listening audience here. I'm going to invite him to be a part of our private set when we go into our bridge room. Now, we're going to be transitioning over to our bridge room. So if you're out there and you would like to follow along with us, and if you would like to call in to get questions and answers, we definitely would like you to do so. We're going to have Mr. Kareem come along as well. He will be doing a show after Thanksgiving, and we'll be working on a whole project with him, giving him some airtime. And as people know, I try to give everybody as much airtime as they need to try to talk about their platform. So we're going to transition over to our conference room, and I would like for you to join us. And we have a number that you can actually call into. And Arma, if you have that, or Mrs. Rundelin, if you have that readily, mm-hmm. can you give that number out? I'm going to go ahead and just give it out.
Sure can.
5.
Okay, yes, it's 646-478.
Oh, bridge number. The bridge number, you know, the one we had, 805?
Yes, the bridge number is 805-309-0111.
Okay.
And the ID is 756.
Can you repeat that again one more time?
Yes. The area code is 805-309-0111. And the ID number is 756-870.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would please give your location of where your office is and your email, if you don't mind.
Yes. My name is Alma Jean, and my business has caught my eye. And also, as I had stated, I'm also a Mary Kay, independent Mary Kay consultant. And my location is at Market City, inside Market City, I should state. And the address is 4121 Cleveland Street. And that's in Gary, Indiana. And I am open there at that location from Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And also you can order online and through my Facebook page. And, again, the Facebook page is Caught My Eye Creations. And my email address is ajean, and that is A as in apple, J as in Jack, E-A-N as in Nancy, at caughtmyeye.biz.
Very good. Thank you so much, Armand. Thank you for joining us. And Mrs. Rondalyn Cox, could you also give your personal information?
Yes, my name is Rondalyn Cox. You can also reach me on Facebook. It's Rhonda Cox, and it's spelled R-H-O-N-D-A. The last name is C-O-X. My number is 219-378-6979, and that is Artopia Institute. /PEP, People Empowering People. You can contact me through email pro10business@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, ladies, and I really am so happy that you joined me this evening. And we really look forward to you doing the conference. Ladies and gentlemen, our conference will be starting on December 29th, and that will be a streaming conference in our new, all-new virtual school. And they will be doing their workshops there. We will have a block of time of between 1 hour, 45 minutes to an hour, where they will be presenting. If you want to go on the Facebook and sign up, I have sent out several invitations inviting you to be a part of the conference, as well as the workshop, Call for the Morning Women. We will be doing a lot of prayer during the segment of the workshop. We'll be calling women from all over the diaspora to touch an agreement and a corporate prayer. We will have a week of atonement where we will pray on a regular basis for a week, praying that women who are in hardship situation who are in dire need of assistance, for women who need to get out of battering situations, for women who just need to find employment, for men who are locked away in prisons. We'll be praying for the family in general. So it is a very important time. We're also praying to end impartiality, discrimination against differences. We will have a number of different people performing in spoken word who have disabilities and who are handicapped, but they are not disabled. So we all have disabilities, but racism isn't one of them. And we'll be talking against racism, talking about those entertainers who have to go through the process of discrimination like Nina Simone did. We'll be praying that we can put an end to that type of behavior and give Nina Simone a chance to rest in peace, because her music was banned, and we are trying to bring her music back. In our effort to do that, we will have a Nina Simone concert in the evening that first week, and we also have a private dinner that's going to be at Gaucho's on Route 30 on Lincoln Highway on the 22nd. As one of our private dinners, we will be kicking off that particular Nina Simone concert at Gaucho's, and we'll be doing a several numbers there of Nina Simone's music. Then we'll be touring out to North Carolina in Tyson, North Carolina, where Nina Simone was raised. So that is our itinerary. We're also looking to go to L.A., and that has not been established yet, but it's a possibility we might be in Los Angeles doing a show there. So the whole year is set up for possibilities for tours at the university so that we can also give our spoken word artists an opportunity to perform, and they will also be performing during the concert and workshop. So if you spoken word artists out there and you haven't signed up yet, we urge you to do so, to go on Facebook and sign up under Eventbrite and pay your $12. It goes to a good cause. And I'm sure you'll be happy you did, because we're going to be giving stipends to those people that participate, not pay. Now, I repeat, you're not getting paid. A stipend is just an incentive. And we are looking to give a scholarship to one or two students to help them get into social media. So with the proceeds, we're not just lining our pockets. We're going to try to help the spoken word artist to receive a small stipend. We'd like to thank you, ladies, for being a part of our show and invite you over to the bridge. Let's take it to the bridge, as James Brown would say. And I would also like to thank Mr. Muhammad. And Mr. Muhammad, you're free to join us, and we look forward to talking to all of you. And I'd like to say, oh, Dabo and Baba Booey to you, y'all. See you next time, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going over to the bridge. So let's go out of here with the drumming as we get ready for the holiday. We know that the songs could speak. Let's go out of here. You've been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister. Have a great holiday, and remember to give thanks and uplift the Lord in praise and worshiping. Have a great holiday. Good evening.